This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Election Commission has said that West Bengal has recorded highest ever poll participation since independence, with 91.66% poll participation recorded in Phase 2 till 7:45 p.m. The EC said in a statement that in Phase 1 of the Assembly elections, the poll participation was 93.19%. The combined poll percentage over the two phases stands at 92.47%. Previously, the highest poll participation in West Bengal was 84.72% in 2011 Assembly elections. Counting of votes for the Assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held on the 4th of next month. Voting for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of this month. Polling for all 234 Assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal covering 152 seats across 16 districts was held on 23rd of this month. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare will organise the 10th National Summit on Good and Replicable Practices and Innovations in Public Health Systems in Chandigarh from today. The two-day summit will be inaugurated by Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Shri J.P. Nadda. The ministry said that the summit aims at showcasing, recognising and documenting innovative and impactful practices adopted by states and union territories to address diverse public health challenges. It will also serve as a platform for cross-learning and facilitate the replication of successful and scalable models across the country. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is targeting $2 trillion in total exports by 2030-31, comprising $1 trillion in merchandise exports and service exports each. Chairing a review meeting on plan of action for achieving $2 trillion export target by 2030-31 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal stated that achievement of the target will be based on three key pillars. These include clearly defined and actionable points with timelines where each sectoral action is assigned to a nodal joint secretary, classified as supply side or demand side, linked to key performance indicators and aligned with short, medium and long-term timelines. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, has said that India is advancing a roadmap to add 62 vessels in financial year 2026-27 backed by an investment of over 51,000 crore rupees. Chairing a high-level inter-ministerial review meeting regarding the Strait of Hormuz in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal called for urgent expansion of India's shipping capacity to ensure resilience against external disruptions. During the meeting, he also reviewed the status of the joint venture between Shipping Corporation of India and Oil PSUs to acquire 59 vessels. Mr. Sonowal further reiterated that the safety and security of Indian seafarers remains paramount for the government. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 244 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 249 for 4 in 18.2 overs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Travis Head scored 76 runs off 30 balls, while Henrik Klassen remained unbeaten with 65 runs. For Mumbai Indians, A.M. Ghaznafar took 2 wickets. Earlier winning the toss, Mumbai Indians opted to bat and score 243 for 5 and stipulated 20 overs. Henrik Klassen was adjudged player of the match. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Heavy Industries Ministry held a high-level meeting in New Delhi yesterday to deliberate on financing mechanisms required to accelerate the adoption of electric buses, e-buses and electric trucks, e-trucks in the private sector. Chaired by Secretary, Industries Ministry, Kamran Rizvi, critical interventions for EV financing to financing challenges and the adoption of e-buses and e-trucks by private sector stakeholders were discussed during the meeting. Key stakeholders across the financial and industrial ecosystem participated in the meeting. At the Asian Beach Games, Indian wrestlers bagged 4 medals comprising 2 gold, a silver and bronze at Sanya in China yesterday, taking the country's overall tally to 6 medals. In the women's 60kg final of beach wrestling, Pushpa Yadav beat Asian champion Shi Mengyu of China 3-0 to clinch gold medal. Asian medalist Priya Malik secured country's other gold after edging Mongolia's player. And that is the end of this news bulletin.